今天早晨是2007年最后一个主日。
Today is the last Sunday of this year, 2007.
我们实在感觉时间过得非常的快速。
We really feel that time flies.
所以盼望主带领我们一年一年过来，在主里面真是有长进。
I really hope that and pray that every year as the time passes that we have grown in the Lord.
我曾经有很长的一段时间和弟兄姊妹讲到关于这个生活的系列。
For a long time that I have shared with you messages on our daily lives.
我们开头的时候曾经和弟兄姊妹讲到。
At the beginning, I have shared with you.
神赐给我们的一个生命不仅是永远的生命。
The life that God has given us is not only everlasting.
也是一个丰盛的生命。
But also a very full life.
既然这个生命是丰盛的生命。
If this life is a full and abundant life,
我们基督徒在地上属灵的生活应该是过得非常的丰盛。
So our spiritual life should be also abundant.
我不知道弟兄姊妹一年一年过来，你是不是感觉在主里面越过越丰盛呢？还是什么？
Do you feel that as the year passes that you feel that your spiritual life is becoming more and more abundant or not?
主把我们摆在时间中。
Lord has put us in time.
这是非常有意义也是很重要的一件事。
This is very significant and very important.
主就是为叫我们在我们有限的年日里面来经历他自己的丰富。
He wants us to experience his abundance in time.
那么今天早晨呢，也许我们和弟兄姊妹交通的最后一个题目啊。
Maybe I will share with you the last topic of this series.
这已经是第32个题目。
This is message number 32.
其实呢，我想主的生命是不应该受到这些东西的限制的。
I don't think that the Lord's life can be limited or constrained by anything.
虽然我们讲了32个点。
Even though we share 32 topics.
在我们人的感觉里面这应该是很丰富了。
In our own thinking, we think, wow, that's a lot.
虽然我讲这些我自己也觉得很惭愧，真正能够活在这个光景中的情况好像还赶不上我们所讲的。
Even though I share these messages with you, but I myself feels inadequate, as though that we could not meet these requirements.
但是我深信主的生命的丰盛是远超过这个我们所能诉说的。
But I really truly believe that the abundance of the Lord's life far exceeds what we can describe.
我从圣经中能找出这32个点只不过是给弟兄姊妹一点的提醒。
I only use these 32 messages as a reminder for our brothers and sisters. I took these from the Bible.
我们真是愿意每个弟兄姊妹在主里面都能够过一个富足的生活。
I really pray that every brother and sister can live in the Lord a life of abundance.
有一天主回来的时候
when the Lord returns,
每个弟兄姊妹都能够丰丰富富的进神的国。
So that we can all enter into the kingdom of God with fullness.
特别在这个年尾的时候，我想我们真是需要彼此的提醒。
So at the end of this year, we should really remind each other.
那么今天早晨呢，让我们来看一看什么是荣耀的生活。
This morning we should examine the topic of what is a glorious life.
圣经里面关于荣耀这个字的经文是非常多。
There are so many verses in the Bible that touch upon the word glory.
我们也可以说呢，圣经是专一讲到神的荣耀的一本书。
Maybe we can say that the Bible talks about glory with such a focus.
虽然我们今天早晨没有时间能够把全部都读过。
Even though this morning we won't have enough time to reference all the verses with glory in it.
我们把其中的一部分呢，我们拿出来读一下。
So we will read some of the verses.
所以请弟兄姊妹很有耐心的跟我一起把这些经文读一读。
So brothers and sisters, with patience, let's go over these verses.
我们先看出埃及记第24章。
Exodus 24.
第17节。
Verse 17.
耶和华的荣耀在山顶上，在以色列人眼前形状如烈火。
So the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of mountain.
诗篇第29篇
Psalm 29
第一节和第二节
Verses 1 and 2.
神的众子啊，你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华，归给耶和华，要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他， 以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
Ascribe to the Lord, Almighty Ones. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness.
以赛亚书第四十三章。
Isaiah chapter 43.
以赛亚四十三章第七节。
Verse 7.
就是凡称为我名下的人，是我为自己的荣耀创造的，是我所做成所造作的。
Everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made.
我们来看新约圣经。
Let's turn to the New Testament.
希伯来书。
The book of Hebrews.
第一章第三节。
Chapter 1, verse 3.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
The Son is the radiant of God's glory.
这里的他是指着神的儿子说的。
He's talking about the Son of God.
就是那位道成肉身的主耶稣基督。
That word becoming flesh.
他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
And he is the radiance of God's glory.
我们再看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John's Gospel.
约翰福音第十二章
Chapter 12.
第二十八节
Verse 28.
父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，还要再荣耀。
Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it.And will glorify it again.
第十七章
John 17.
第一节
Verse 1.
耶稣说了这话就举目望天说父啊时候到了愿你荣耀你的儿子使儿子也荣耀你。
After Jesus said this, he looked toward heaven and prayed, Father, the time has come, glorify your son, that your son may glorify you.
第四节和第五节
Verses 4 and 5.
我在地上已经荣耀你你所托付我的事我已成全了父啊现在求你使我同你享荣耀就是未有世界以先我同你所有的荣耀
I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do and now Father glorify me in your presence with the glory I had with you before the world began
第十节
Verse 10
凡是我的都是你的你的也是我的并且我因他们得了荣耀
All I have is yours and all you have is mine and glory has come to me through them
第二十二节
Verses 22
你所赐给我的荣耀我也赐给他们使他们合而为一像我们合而为一
I have given them the glory that you gave me that they may be one as we are one
二十四节
Verse 24
父啊我在哪里愿你所赐给我的人也在哪里叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀
Father I want those you have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory
罗马书第三章
Romans chapter
3第二十三节
Verse 23
三章二十三节
Romans 3:23
因为世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God
第八章
Chapter 8
第三十节
Verse 30
罗马书第八章第三十节
Romans 8:30
预先所定下的人又招他们来所招来的人又称他们为义所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀
And those he predestined he also called those he called he also justified those he justified he also glorified
哥林多前书第二章
First Corinthians chapter 2
第七节
Verse 7
我们讲的乃是从前所隐藏神奥秘的智慧就是神在万事以前预定使我们得荣耀的
Now we speak of God's secret wisdom a wisdom that has been hidden and that God destined for our glory before the time began
第十章
Chapter 10
第三十一节
Verse 31
所以你们或吃或喝无论做什么都要为荣耀神而行
So whether you eat or drink or whatever you do do it all for the glory of God
格林多后书第一章
Second Corinthians chapter 1
第二十节
Verse 20
神的应许不论有多少在基督都是是的所以借着他也都是实在的叫神因我们的荣耀
For no matter how many promises God has made they are yes in Christ and so through him the Amen is spoken by us to the glory of God
三章十八节
Chapter 3 Verse 18
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光好像从镜子里反照就变成主的形状荣上加荣如同从主的灵变成的
And we who with unveiled faces or reflect the Lord's glory are being transformed into his likeness with ever increasing glory which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit
帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章
Second Thessalonians chapter 2
帖后二章第八节
Chapter 2 verse 8
那时这不法的人必显露出来主耶稣要用口中的气灭绝他用降临的荣光废掉他
And then the lawless one will be revealed whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with the breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming
彼得后书第三章
Second Peter chapter 3
第十八节
Verse 18
你们却要在我们主救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进愿荣耀归给他从今直到永远阿们
But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to him be glory both now and forever Amen
最后我们请看以弗所书第三章
Lastly let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3
以弗所书第三章第二十一节
3:21
我们请大家一起读好不好
Let us read together
啊，中英文一起来啊。
In, both in Chinese and English
但愿他在教会中并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀直到世世代代永永远远阿们、啊、刚才我们所读的这些有关荣耀的一些圣经
All these verses we have just read that concern the word glory
这只不过是圣经中有关荣耀圣经中的一部分
It's just a very small portion of all the verses that touch upon glory
但是当我们读完这些经文的时候
But after we have finished reading these verses
弟兄姊妹我们会有一个感觉
Dear brother and sister, we have a feeling
我们基督徒蒙召出来是应当为着神的荣耀而生活
We Christians, when we're called should live for God's glory
保罗告诉我们无论吃或喝都应该为着神的荣耀而行
Paul tells us that whether we eat or drink we should do it for the glory of God
当然我们一切所有的生活都应当为着荣耀而行
Of course all aspects of life should be for the glory of God
我想这是我们很多基督徒里面有的一个意念
I think this is a desire for many Christians
但是我们晓得我们不仅活着要为着神的荣耀
So we live now or not only we live for God's glory
神更是盼望我们能够活出荣耀
But the Lord wants us to live out His glory.
不是光是为着荣耀，要活出荣耀。
Not just to live for the glory, but also manifest the glory.
神要用我们的生活把他的荣耀彰显出来。
God wants to use our daily lives to manifest His glory.
这实在是神很一个伟大的心意。
This is a great desire of the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们。我们不仅要活出神的荣耀
Not only we want to manifest God's glory
圣经也提醒我们应当把荣耀归给神
And the Bible reminds us we should give all the glory to the Lord
那么什么叫做把荣耀归给神呢
What does it mean to give the glory to the Lord
当然一方面告诉我们我们不要把荣耀归给神之外的任何人事物
On one hand we should be sure that we do not give glory to anything but the Lord
意思说荣耀只能归给神的
That only God deserves glory
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
这是我们把荣耀归给神的一方面的意义。
So this is one aspect of how we should give glory to the Lord.
但是另外还有一方面重要的意义。
There's another important aspect.
你如何把荣耀归给神呢？
How do you give glory to God?
你首先必须得着荣耀。
Of course, you have to obtain this glory.
你有荣耀，你才能归，对不对？
Only after you have this glory, then you can give glory to God.
所以我们今天把荣耀归给神，这不是一句话。
So we're not just saying, merely saying, oh, give glory to God.
我们基督徒常常祷告的时候，愿荣耀归给你。
As Christians pray, we say, oh Lord, we give you the glory.
实际上，可能我们没有什么荣耀归给他。
But in reality, we really don't have any glory to offer
him. 如果你得住这个荣耀，你没有活出这个荣耀。
If you have gained this glory, but you do not live in glory,
你如何把荣耀归给神？
How can you offer glory to God?
当然，我们平常祷告或者提醒的时候说要把荣耀归给神，这是好。
Of course, it is good that when we pray, we say, give glory to God.
但是在圣经里面给我们看见，真正的把荣耀归给神，是因为你先得着这个荣耀。
So the Bible teaches us that in order for us to give glory to God, first we have to gain this glory.
那我们要问说，什么是荣耀呢？
Then we have to ask the question, what is glory?
我知道在教会的历史里面，很多的弟兄们试着给荣耀做解释。
Throughout church history, that many brothers and sisters attempted to explain what glory means.
所以有经验的弟兄们告诉我们说，在圣经中最难也最不容易解释的一个词就是荣耀。
So those who are experienced spiritually will tell us that the most difficult term to interpret or to explain in the Bible is this glory.
但是圣经很简单的告诉我们说，神就是荣耀。
But Bible puts it very simply, God is glory.
真正的荣耀就是神。
True glory is God himself.
我们知道荣耀这个字啊。
We know that the word glory.
当犹太人他们用希伯来文来写的时候。
Jewish people describe it in Hebrew.
那么这个意思呢，这个字呢里面包含了很重要的一些意义在。
It contains some very important meanings.
它第一个意思就是有重量。
The first meaning is that it carries a weight.
那么就是说呢，这不是一件轻浮的东西。
So it's not something light.
不是一个好像随着时间就会消失的一个东西。
It's not something that it will disappear over time.
它是一个有重量的东西。
It has weight.
那么里面还包括意思就是美丽。
It also includes the meaning beauty.
这个荣耀里面是有美丽的。
Glory includes beauty.
那么还有一个意思呢，就是圣经有的地方把它中文把它翻作荣光，就是它有光彩的。
Another meaning is radiance.
难怪神显现的时候，那个荣耀出来的时候带有光彩。
So that's why when God appears, that we can see a great light.
所以这个在希伯来文里面呢，它具备这些意义在。
So in Hebrew, this term has all these meanings.
在希腊文的意思就比较简单一点。
In Greek, this word is more is simpler.
他就把它翻成一个尊崇。
He says.
尊崇一个 honor.
Glory means honor.
有一个 honor 的意思在里面。
It has honor.
所以弟兄姊妹们
，So dear brothers and sisters,
我们可以看见，在属灵的含义上面来说
，In spiritual meaning,
其实荣耀就是神的自己。
Glory is God Himself.
除了神之外，没有荣耀。
Because there's no glory besides God.
我想这是我们基督徒应该明白的。
So we should understand this as Christians.
所以在圣经里面提到神的名。
So whenever God's name is mentioned in the Bible, His name is glory.
神的所事、所有和所作都是荣耀。
He mentioned that God as His being and also what He does.
我想我们没有时间去把这些经文找出来。
So we have no time to go over all these verses.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
感谢神。
We praise the Lord.
我们的神是荣耀的神。
Because our God is a glorious God.
所以每一次当他显现的时候
，So every time He appears,
都充满了荣光。
He's full of glory.
弟兄姊妹，你在圣经中可以看见，许多经文讲到当神显现的时候，就是荣耀出现。
We can see in the Bible that every time that God appears, that this light, this great light.
有一个弟兄这样说。
A brother puts it this way.
他说什么是神的荣耀呢
？What is God's glory?
他就神的心呢，他说满足的一种状态。
And he said it's a condition under which the God's heart is satisfied.
当然，这个是一方面的解释。
Sure, this is one aspect.
的确，我们从圣经里面看见，当神的心得到满足的时候，就有荣光出现。
We can see from the Bible that whenever God's desire is fulfilled, we see His glory.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
我们看见当 摩西在山下把会幕建造起来的时候
We see when Moses established the tent
那个会幕呢完全按照神的心意建造起来
And the tent was built exactly according to God's desire
在出埃及记第40章里面就记载着
In Exodus chapter 40
当这个会幕建造完成的时候
When the tent of the meeting was finished
他就讲了神的荣光就充满整个的会幕
He says that God's glory fills the whole tent
因为神的心得到满足
Because his heart was fulfilled
因为他的仆人在地上完全按照他的心意而建造了
Because God's servant built this tent of the meetingExactly according to his instructions.
我们晓得到后来当所罗门建造圣殿的时候也是一样。
Later when Solomon built the temple.
在历代志下第五章记载着。
Second Chronicles chapter 5.
当圣殿建造完成。
When the temple was built.
殿里面。
Was completed.
就充满了烟云。
And with the smoke and fire filled the temple.
荣光充满了整个殿里面。
And God's glory filled the temple.
祭司都不能站立。
And even the priest could not stand.
弟兄姊妹，那也说明当神的心得的满足的时候的一种光景。
It also describes a condition, when God's heart is pleased or satisfied.Sure.
当神的心满足的时候
Sure, when God's heart is satisfied
这个荣光就出现
And we can see his glory
但是弟兄姊妹你读圣经的时候发现啊
But brothers and sisters, as you read the Bible, you discover
不光神满足的时候出现
not,
是荣耀
Not only see glory when God's heart is satisfied
就是有的时候神心里面感到愤怒
But even sometimes when God feels anger
神要审判的时候
When he wants to judge
弟兄姊妹们，神的荣耀也出现。
And also we can see His glory.
啊，我们记得百姓们在这个旷野里面。
We remember that the Israelites are walking in the wilderness.
因为他们里面起了贪欲，想要吃肉。
Because they feel greedy, they want to eat meat.
哎呀，他们就在神面前吵闹。
So they complain before the Lord.
那么我们看见，就在那个时候，忽然之间呢，在旷野里面有神的荣耀出现。
So all of a sudden in the wilderness they saw God's glory.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
神的心。里面愤怒的时候一样出现荣耀
When God feels anger We also see his glory
那我们读民数记的时候
When we read the book of Numbers
我们看见克拉党大丹亚比兰他们背叛
We see that the party of Korah they rebelled
神的仆人摩西就匍匐在地
And God's servant Moses knelt down on the ground
圣经就记载忽然之间神的荣耀出现
And the Bible tells us that all of a sudden the glory of God appeared
神在那里审判他们
And God was judging them
在那个审判里面也出现荣耀
And in his judgment we can see his glory
弟兄姊妹这说明什么呢
What does this mean brothers and sisters
说明神永远是荣耀
It says that God is glory forever
他无论在什么样的状态中出现都是荣耀
No matter in what condition he appearsHe is glory.
不仅他的心满足的时候显出来是荣耀
not only just when his heart is satisfied
就是他在审判显出愤怒的时候一样是荣耀
But in his judgment, in his anger, he shows his glory
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters
圣经很清楚告诉我们只有神是荣耀
So Bible clearly tells us that only God is glory
所以我们看见当以色列百姓在地上
So we see that Israelites
有时候神的同在写在他们中间的时候
So sometimes we see that God's presence was with them
出现
There's a glorious light appeared
那么什么时候神的同在离去
But whenever God's presence left them
圣经形容说是荣耀离开了
And God, the Bible described it as the glory has left them
好我们记得在撒母耳记上
In 1 Samuel
当老以利当士师的时候
When our old Eli was the priest
那么那个时候以色列国的光景
I was the judge.
以色列国的光景非常的衰败
And the nation of Israel was in a very poor state
到后来他们甚至败坏到一个地步堕落到一个地步连约柜都被掳
And the whole nation was corrupt to such an extent that even the ark was captured
当约柜被掳的时候
After the ark was captured
老以利的两个儿子都被杀
And the two sons of the old judge Eli were killed.
媳妇那个时候正好怀孕。
One of his daughter-in-law was pregnant at that time.
结果就在那个时候，那个就在阵痛中就生下孩子。
And in the pain that the child was born.
哎呀，旁边的人安慰他说：“你不要忧伤，你已经生了个儿子。”
People tried to comfort Eli that you have a grandchild.
但是他为他的儿子取了个什么名字呢？
What name did he give the son?
他说。 要给他取名叫以加伯。
以加伯。以加伯。
Okay. 那么以加伯什么意思？
What does that name mean?
就是荣耀离开以色列了。
It means the glory has left Israel.
那个媳妇在最痛苦的情况生下一个儿子没有喜乐。
When the daughter-in-law in great pain gave birth, but she was without joy.
她知道一件事情。
They know one thing.
神离开他们了。
Because God has left them.
荣耀离开以色列了。
His glory left Israel.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
什么时候神的同在一失去。
Anytime God's presence is gone.
荣耀就失去。
And they're gone, the glory.
在旧约圣经里面。
In the Old Testament.
我们看见多次神离开他的百姓。
We see so many times that God has left his people.
我们不要以为说神喜欢离开他的百姓。
We should not think that God enjoys parting with his people.
弟兄姊妹们，神是最舍不得他的百姓。
God really loves his people.
所以当你读到以西结书的时候
When you read the book of Ezekiel,
看那个时候以色列人因为拜偶像被掳了。
Because the Israelites, they worshipped the idols, they were captured.
以西结书第九章到第十一章。
Ezekiel's chapters 9 through 11.
讲到因为神百姓的犯罪。
Because the sins committed by God's people. They rebelled against God.
逼得神不得已就离开他们。
They forced God to leave them.
圣经形容神的离开的时候。
How did the Bible describe God's leaving?
他说到那在二基路伯之上万军之耶和华的荣耀离开了。
He described that above the two, Gabriel's, the Almighty God has left.
弟兄姊妹们，你去读那一段的圣经的时候，
When you read that passage,
你会感觉神是多么舍不得离开他的百姓。
You get the feeling that God did not really want to leave his people.
但是他百姓的悖逆逼着神非离开不可。
But his people's rebellion forced God to leave them.
所以他那个荣耀离开的时候先到了那个门槛。
So that his spirit got to the threshold,
然后到了墙角
and went to the corner of the wall,
然后到了东门
and went to the east gate,
最后停在东门的那边的山上
and he tarried there at the hill, on the hill, near the east gate.
圣经形容
this is the way the Bible describes it.
当神同在失去的时候
when the God's presence was leaving,
耶和华的荣耀离开了
and the glory of the Lord was leaving them.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们从圣经里面可以看见
so from the Bible we can see,
神就是荣耀
God is glory.
神在哪里荣耀就在哪里
wherever God is glory,
荣耀在哪里神定居在哪里
wherever glory is, God is.
我们真是感谢神
we praise the Lord.
当他创造整个万有的时候
When he created everything,
那个时候他有一个非常荣耀的心意
He has a very glorious desire.
他要他说创造的整个万有来分享他的荣耀
He wants to let all the things that he created to share in his glory.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是神的旨意
This is his will.
所以你看在圣经里面有很多的话这样的描述
So you see so many times that we see how the Bible describes this.
像大卫写诗篇十九篇的时候
When David wrote Psalm 19,
那第一节就是说诸天述说神的荣耀
It talks about all heaven and earth describe God's glory.
神的万有应该彰显神的荣耀。
And all that belongs to him should manifest his glory.
但是很可惜啊。
But, it's unfortunately.
那么神的荣耀还没有能显在他所创造的万物里面。
But his glory cannot be manifested in all his creation.
尤其那些能代替神形象的人堕落。
Especially, those, the people who should represent his image and likeness, they have fallen.
人犯罪。
They sinned.
所以罗马书第三章保罗告诉我们。
So in Romans chapter 3, Paul tells us,
世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀。
So, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个什么叫做亏缺了神的荣耀?
What does it mean?Falling short of God's glory.
就是够不上神的那个人。
That is, we cannot measure up to His glory.
人一离开了神。
As soon as we leave God.
就离开了这个荣耀。
We leave His glory.
我们知道这个亚当啊当初没有犯罪的时候。
Before Adam sinned.
他是活在神的那个荣耀的里面。
He lived in God's glory.
所以他们赤身露体啊，并不觉得羞耻。
So they felt no shame when naked.
因为有神的荣光遮蔽他们。
Because they were covered by God's glory.
等到他们一犯罪
，But as soon as they sin,
这个荣耀失去了
，and the glory disappeared.
所以他们就感觉赤身露体是羞耻。
So they fell ashamed of their nakedness.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
因为世人犯了罪
，Because all have sinned,
所以叫神的荣耀就离开了他所创造的这个万有。
So God's glory left His creation.
那么结果呢
？What happened then?
我们看见在我们这个人的这个社会里面
，So we see our human society.
我们就充满着许许多多的所谓的虚荣在里面。
So it's filled with vanity.
这个 vain glory.
Vain glory.
我们这些虚很多虚荣就充满在这里。
All the vain glory filled our lives.
结果我们在地上呢，我们就活着就是为着这些虚荣。
And we live for these vain glories.
并且在路加福音第四章很清楚告诉我们说。
In Luke chapter 4, it tells us clearly.
就说呢，这个虚荣啊，这个世界所谓的荣耀已经给了魔鬼了。
Says that the glory of the world was given to Satan.
对，魔鬼说这些原是交付我的。
Satan says that I have all this.
这个他所拥有的荣耀是这个世界上所谓的荣耀。
Because the glory that Satan has is the kind of glory that this world has.
我们晓得这些是今天我们晓得一种虚荣。
We know all this is vain glory.
它是随着那个时间空间呢，它会逐渐消失的。
And it will disappear over time and space.
你看我们今天在地上，有时候你得着一个学位也好，你得着一个地位也好，有那个暂时的一种荣耀会出现。
We all know that we have seen that the temporary honor, temporary glory when we obtain certain position or certain degree.
过了几天就没有了。
But after a few days that it disappeared.
有的呢不要过几天。
Some even in shorter time.
像我那个儿子啊，他拿到 PhD 的时候。
So, that like my son when he got his PhD.
哎呀，我们那个家里面说，哎，你去买，去租一套那个衣服照个相嘛。
Now, why don't you rent a gown and so we can take some pictures?
他一点荣耀的感觉都没有。
He didn't feel any sense of honor at all.
弟兄姊妹们，
这是
世上的虚荣。
These are the vain glories of this world.
但是我们也不轻看这些东西。
But we should not look down upon all this.
这些虚荣今天对于我们来讲是有很大的吸引力的。
Because all these vain glories have a great attraction for us.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
那个真正的荣耀呢是神的自己。
But the real glory is God Himself.
当然，今天我们也不要轻看人在地上所谓的努力，最后得出一点成就啊。
We should not look down upon success after your effort.
但是我们要说，那个并不具备真正的荣耀。
But all these successes do not mean real glory.
今天我们蒙恩得救，神的儿女。
So we as God's children, we've been saved.
我们要知道什么是真正的荣耀。
We must know what real glory is.
神确实是要把荣耀给我们。
God wants to give us the glory.
弟兄姊妹，这个虚荣不仅是握在这个仇敌的手中。
So the vain glory is not in the grasp of our enemy.
圣经也彼得前书也告诉我们。
First Peter also tells us.
他说人的血气所拥有的那是一个短暂的一个荣耀。
It says that all these things that are owned by our flesh is but temporary glory.
我们人就像草，我们的荣耀就像草上的花。
And we're just like grass, and our honor is just like the flower of the grass.
草必枯干，花必凋谢。
Because the grass will dry up, and the flowers will wither.
我们看见那个美丽只有一时，很快就消散。
We know that the beauty is very transient.
所以弟兄姊妹们，使徒保罗。
So Paul,
当他蒙恩得救之后
，After he was saved,
他知道今天你如果追求地上这些事物的话呢
？He knew that if we pursue after the worldly things,
那些都是短暂的
，All those will be temporary.
所以因此在哥林多后书第四章告诉我们
，In Second Corinthians chapter 4,
他说我们今天所追求的乃是神永远的荣耀。
He says what we pursue today should be God's eternal glory.
他说这自暂自短的苦楚要为我们成就极重无比的荣耀。
So all these temporary sufferings will help us to accomplish the eternal glory.
你看见在这里有一个人，他的眼从世界的虚荣开始转向神的荣耀。
So you can see that here we have a person, Paul. He moved his focus from worldly success to eternal glory.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
在头一个世纪
，In the first century,
有许多的圣徒们，他们像使徒们一样转向神的荣耀。
There were many saints, just like the apostles.
他们就再也不要
turn their focus to the eternal glory.
他们就再也不要 不追求地上所谓的
they forsook,
短暂的荣
耀 they forsook all the worldly and temporary glories.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so dear brothers and sisters,
我们可以看见
so we can see,
当人离开神之后
when, man left God,
人就真正的离开那个荣耀
and, man really, really left, the true story, true glory.
结果我们生活的世界呢是充满这种虚浮的荣耀在里面
so we live in a world filled with, of vain glory.
我们知道我们的神做事永远是积极的。
We know that God's action is always positive.
不管人怎么堕落。
No matter how deeply we have fallen.
地上怎么样的翻腾。
And no matter how much confusion in this world is. But God will never disappoint.
所以神一直在地上人就要做所谓恢复的工作。
So God continues to do his work of recovery.
那么他恢复什么呢？
What does he want to recover?
就是恢复他的荣耀。
That is to recover his glory.
所以感谢神。
So we praise him.
神第一件事情就是把他的儿子差遣到地上。
So the first thing he did is to send his son to this world.
要借着主耶稣基督道成肉身成为一个人。
Through Jesus Christ, word becoming flesh to become a man.
要借着他的肉身把神的荣耀彰显出来。
And through Jesus' flesh,He wants his glory to be manifested.
所以我们主到地上来。
So when Jesus came to this earth,
他33年半的时间。
For 33 and a half years.
他没有一天忘记过神的荣耀。
He never forgot about his, God's glory.
刚才我们读的约翰福音里面的这许多的话。
We read, many passages in, Gospel according to John.
你看他时时刻刻都以神的荣耀为念。
So, Jesus was very mindful, every time, every minute of his life, he's very mindful of God's glory.
他最大的心愿就是把父的荣耀彰显出来。
Now his ultimate desire is to manifest Father's glory.
他祷告说父啊愿你荣耀你的圣名。
And he says, Father, he prayed, Father, please glorify your name.
父就回答说我已经荣耀了还要再荣耀。
And the father answered that I have glorified and I will continue to glorify.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So dear brothers and sisters,
希伯来书第一章里面告诉我们
Hebrew 1 tells us,
他就是神荣耀所发的光辉。
He is the radiance of God's glory.
神是荣耀。
God is glory.
他就是这个荣耀的彰显。
And Jesus manifests the glory.
他把这个光辉显出来。
He provided the radiance of God's glory.
所以我们记得弟兄姊妹当在这个约翰福音第十二章。
In John chapter 12.
当有一些希利尼人要来看主耶稣。
When there were some Greek, who want to see Jesus.
他们对门徒们说我们要见耶稣。
And, they told the disciples that we will see Jesus.
主立刻有一个荣耀的感觉出来了。
And all of a sudden, Jesus had the glorious feeling.
他说人子要得荣耀了。
He says that son of man will be glorified.
然后接着他就说呢一粒麦子若不落在地里死了人就是一粒。
And then he said that unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and died,It still remains as one kernel.
主知道他要借着这个死把神的荣耀彰显出来。
Because Jesus knew that, through his own death, that the Father's glory will be manifested.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
感谢我们的主。
We praise our Lord.
当他在十字架上为我们死了的时候
When he was dying on the cross for us,
他就把神的荣耀彰显出来。
He manifested God's glory.
所以呢神是荣耀他的儿子就是荣耀的光辉
and God is glory and his son is the radiance of the glory
这个是特别指着他在肉身中间彰显
This means that the glory was manifested in Jesus' flesh
因为神的儿子本来就有荣耀
Because God's son was glory
所以他在约翰福音第十七章里面讲到
So in John, chapter 17 of John's gospel
所以他说要和父得着他们在创世之前原来有的那个荣耀。
Now, Jesus said that he will have the glory that he shared with the Father before creation.
所以弟兄姊妹们
so, brothers,
神的儿子彰显神的荣耀这个不稀奇嘛。
So it's nothing strange about God's son, manifesting, the Father's glory.
因为他本来就是荣耀。
Because he was glory to begin with.
但是他站在人的地位上把神的荣耀彰显出来。
But he manifested God's glory as a person, as a man.
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters.
这个是叫神的心更得到满足的。
And this really, really caused God's heart to be, caused his desire to be satisfied.
我们都晓得当主耶稣基督得荣耀之后
We know after, Jesus was glorified.
神才差遣圣灵从天降下。
And then, God sent the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵的降临
So the descending of the Holy Spirit
和神的儿子的得荣耀有密切的关系。
And has a lot to do with the Son being glorified.
所以在五旬节的那一天
So on the day of the Pentecost,
神把圣灵呢像这个瀑布一样的从天这么倒下来。
Just like the great waterfalls that God poured down His Spirit.
那是因为他的儿子已经得荣耀。
That's because that His Son has already been glorified.
所以这个给神带来极大的满足。
So this really satisfied Father's heart.
因为他在创世以前所有的心意现在在他的儿子身上已经成就。
Because the heart, the will and desire of the Father before the creation is now being fulfilled in the life of His Son.
所以因此呢，神就把他应许的祝福圣灵就把倾倒下来。
And so God sent His promise, the promised Holy Spirit.
所以穆安德烈弟兄啊说得很好。
So Andrew Murray put it very nicely.
他说圣灵呢，那被称作耶稣基督得荣耀的灵。
He says the Holy Spirit.The Spirit of Jesus Christ being glorified.
圣灵是因为耶稣基督的荣耀而降临。
The Holy Spirit came because Jesus Christ was glorified.
所以今天呢，这对我们来讲也是一个重要的一个教训。
So to us, this is a great lesson.
这告诉我们，只有出于基督的，才能荣耀神。
We know that only things that's out of Jesus Christ can glorify God.
也只有出于基督的才是神的荣耀。
And only things that comes out of Jesus Christ, is the glory of God.
我们希望我们作为基督徒，我们能把这个原则牢到手。
So as Christians, we should really get hold of this principle.
因为我们这些人很小。
Because we are so small.
地上稍微有一点表现，一种特殊表现，哎呀，我们马上就感觉那个是荣耀。
And we have a little bit of accomplishment here and there. We feel, oh, this is such a glory.
我们希望从主的教训里面，我们得着一个原则，我们能守得牢牢的。
So we can hold strong, steadfastly to this great principle from God's lesson, God's Bible, that this is the principle that we should pay attention to.
只有基督的表现才是荣耀。
Only things done by Christ is glorious.
只有基督的显出才是荣耀。
Only Jesus' appearance is glory.
在基督之外都不是神的荣耀。
Nothing is God's glory besides Jesus Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹们，人的名声、地位、成就不能给神的荣耀。
So reputation, position, and our success cannot bring glory to God.
我也曾经听说这样。
I have heard something like this.
那有的人他们有很大的学问。
Some very intelligent person.
很高的地位。
They have high positions.
他想说，像我这样人信耶稣，那真是给主很大的荣耀。
He thinks that if I ever became a Christian, then I really give God a lot of glory.
弟兄姊妹们，我们不管他地上是什么人。
We don't care who he is.
我们不管他有多大的多少的学问。
We don't care how many degrees he has.
感谢主，一个君王、一个总统能够信主，我们为他感谢主。
Of course, we praise the Lord if a president or a king became a Christian.
但是他的君王地位、他的总统地位不能给神什么荣耀。
But being president or being king cannot give any glory to God.
我所以这样强调。
The reason why I emphasize this way.
我就希望你们有一个里面有个很清楚的印象。
So I want to make sure that you know this, understand this clearly.
除了主耶稣基督之外，没有荣耀。
Outside of Jesus Christ, there's no glory.
因为圣经讲了，只有他是神荣耀所发的光辉。
Because it says only He is the radiance of God's glory.
所以什么时候基督的生命在我们身上能够彰显出来，那你能把荣耀归给？
Anytime Jesus' life is manifested in our lives, then we can give glory to God.
所以圣经里告诉我们，我们作为基督徒啊，就是要把基督活出来。
So as Christian, we should live a life of Christ.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
基督不仅把神的荣耀彰显出来。
So Jesus Christ not only manifested God's glory.
主也用他的荣耀做审判。
And God also used His glory as judgment.
我们都知道圣经的预言告诉我们，将来呢有一个大罪人要出现。
And the Bible tells us that a great sinner will appear one day.
那个不法的人。
The lawless ones.
那个代表着仇敌在地上最大的一个权势。
Represents the greatest authority and power in this world.
也被称为是敌基督的。
And it also called Antichrist.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
帖撒罗尼迦后书告诉我们。
Second Thessalonians tells us.
他说主耶稣要用他降临的荣光废掉他。
That Jesus Christ will descend and use his glory to destroy him.
所以神最后在地上审判仇敌最大的权势是借着他的荣耀。
So it is by his glory that he will have the great judgment in the end.
所以今天我们能把基督活出来。
So today we can live Jesus Christ.
把神的荣耀带进来，这是很重要的一件事情。
It's very critical for us to bring God's glory.
在原则上也是这样。
So this is the right principle.
什么时候荣耀从这里出现的时候
？Anytime that we see glory,
仇敌的权势就败坏。
And then we destroy the power of our enemy.
弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
神不仅借他的儿子把他的荣耀彰显出来
，God manifests His own glory through His Son.
今天他更要借着教会把他的荣耀也彰显出来。
But moreover, He will manifest His own glory through church.
以赛亚书第43章告诉我们。
Isaiah chapter 43.
凡称为他名下的人
Those who are called under, in his name.
都是神按照他的荣耀所创造的。
And they are called, they were created according to God's glory.
今天我们是不是在主的名下呢
?Are we under the name, are we in the name of the Lord?
你被称为主名下的人。
We are called in the name of the Lord.
神是因他的荣耀而创造你的。
And God created, created you For His glory.
神在你身上要制作，要造作。
God wants to work in your life.
他要 form 你，要 make 你，要在你。
God wants to form you and also make you.
就是为着要什么？为着叫他的荣耀能够被彰显出来。
And the purpose is so that His glory can be manifested.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters,
今天我们的蒙恩得救
as we are saved,
是一件大事情。
Is a great thing.
我们做基督徒是大事情。
So it is a great matter that we are Christians.
因为我们的身上背负神的荣耀。
Because we have God's glory in us.
神不仅用他的荣耀创造我们。
Not only God uses His glory to create us.
神也要我们得荣耀。
He wants us to have this glory.
这是神的心意。
This is His desire.
在哥林多前书里面，我们刚才读的经文讲到。
So in 1 Corinthians, the passage we have read.
是在万事之前呢。
Before the foundation of the world.
神就已预定我们要得荣耀。
He has predestined.
这不是说今天才给我们。
He just didn't, is not giving the glory to us just today.
神还没有创造这个世界。
Even before the world was formed.
还没创造你我。
Before you were, we were created.
心意中一个荣耀的思想，他把荣耀给我们。
So he has this glorious idea in his heart. He wants us to share his glory.
神用他的智慧。
So through his, by his wisdom.
那个奥秘的智慧。
The wisdom of his mystery.
弟兄姊妹，做工在我们的中间。
And he worked in us.
就是要叫我们达到神原初心意中所要达到。
So that we can fulfill the desire that he had originally.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
罗马书第八章也很清楚告诉我们。
Romans chapter 8 also tells us.
基督徒在地上属灵经历有个三个重要的过程。
There are three, phases for a Christian to go through spiritual life.
第一个是称义。
Number one is justification.
第二个是得荣耀，成圣。
The second is sanctification.
然后呢，最后一个是得荣耀。
And the third is glorification.
这是我们今天基督徒在地上追求主的一个重要的一个过程。
So these are the progressive phases that a Christian goes through in life.
称义不需要你做什么。
We don't have to do anything for our justification.
主的救恩已经使我们能称义。
Because God's salvation caused us to be justified.
主的血使我们能称义。
And our Lord's blood caused us to be justified.
这是主的救恩中给我们一个重要的一个地位。
And this is a great position God has granted us.
但是你要追求成圣的经历。
But you have to work for sanctification.
让基督的生命在我们里面代替我们。
Let Jesus' life to replace our flesh life.
这一个十字架的过程。
This is the experience of going through cross.
很重要。
This is very critical.
然后最后呢？
And finally,
达到一个目的是什么呢？
We can attain.
就是得荣耀。
Glorification.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
这是我们基督徒今天在地上属灵生命经历的一个重要的过程。
So these are the progression for Christians on this, in this world.
要达到这个目的。
We want to attain this goal.
所以在神的心意中间。
So in God's will.
他就是要他所得救赎回来的人个个得荣耀。
He wants all those who he has saved to be glorified.
所以因此呢。
So for this reason.
今天我们在地上呢。
So in this world,
圣经的话告要求我们要活出神的荣耀。
So the Bible tells us we should live God's glory out.
在约翰福音十五章里面讲到。
John chapter 15.
你们如果多结果子。
If you bear much fruit.
弟兄姊妹们，我父就因此得荣耀。
Our Father, my Father will be glorified.
什么叫做多结果子？
What does it mean to bear much fruit?
一个树能够长出果子，这个生命的结果，对不对？
And a tree can bear fruit is the result of the tree's life.
你不能到你家里面看那个苹果树都不 长苹果。
If you see an apple tree in your home, but it doesn't bear any fruit.
啊，很简单，我们就到市场上买它一箱苹果来。
So you go to the supermarket and buy a bag of apples.
然后就把这苹果通通挂在这些树上。
And you will tie the apples on the tree branches.
哎呀，你看这个树上很多苹果。
You see, hey, there are so many apples on the tree.
我们晓得这不是长出来的。
We know that this tree did not bear these fruits.
这是把它挂上去的。
Because we tie them up.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
弟兄姊妹们，
我们必须有生命的结果。
We must have fruit of our life.
越多的结果子
，the more fruit we have，
就能够把荣耀归给神。
The more we can glorify God.
所以圣经告诉我们
，So the Bible tells us，
基督徒活在地上
，So as a Christian，
应当活出这个荣耀。
We should live a life of glory.
啊，当这个活出这个荣耀有两面啊
，There are two aspects of this.
一方面是我们个人的经历
，Of one is our individual's experience.
啊。彼得后书也刚我们刚读的圣经也告诉我们
Second Peter tells us
他说我们要在耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进
Just that we should grow in Jesus Christ's grace and wisdom
啊，我想一年年过来
So as a year passes
啊，在恩典上
啊 In grace
啊，这是我们在对主的经历上面
So it is our experience in the Lord
啊，越过有长进
So we grow
知识上
In wisdom,
指着我们对主的认识上面。
That has to do with how much better we know our Lord.
啊，我想到了年尾了。
So at the end, toward the end of the year,
我们要想一想。
We have to reflect.
我们这一年过来了。
How we lived this past year?
我们有没有在主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进呢
？Whether we have grown in our Jesus Christ's grace and wisdom?
如果能有长进，如果能有长进
，If we did have the growth.
就能够把荣耀归给神。
Then we can glorify God.
弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
第二个点。
Second aspect.
关于个人。
About ourselves.
我们在生活中需要有复活的经历。
Now we must experience resurrection.
啊，需要有复活的经历。
We must experience resurrection life.
圣经呢，有一个故事。
It's a story in the Bible. I think gives the best illustration.
啊，就是拉撒路从死里复活的。
And it's the resurrection of Lazarus.
啊。你看主耶稣听见拉撒路死了
And Jesus heard that Lazarus died
他就对门徒们说什么呢
He said to his disciples
他说这病不至于死
He says that this will not kill him
乃是为着神的荣耀
But it is for God's glory
弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters
我们的主
Our Lord
要在拉撒路的这个生病死亡的事情上面显出他的荣耀
Our Lord will glorify himself through the death ofthrough the illness and death of Lazarus.
那么神怎么样把这个荣耀显出来呢
？But how did he do this?
我们都还记得那段故事。
We remember that story.
啊，马大跟玛利亚心里很难过。
Martha and Mary were very sad.
因为他们独唯一的弟弟死了。
But because their only brother died.
所以他们就是差遣人去找主耶稣。
And they sent people for Jesus.
还特别跟他讲什么？
And he said to him,
就是你所爱的人病了。
He says, the one you love was sick, is sick now, reminding Jesus, the one you loved.
那么你说你要快来。
He said, hurry up.
结果主耶稣听那个话之后呢，没有去。
But Jesus did not hurry up.
还故意在那里多耽误了几天。
And he stayed where he was for a few more days.
然后他就对他门徒们说，我们现在可以去。
And then he said to his disciples, now let's go.
结果去的时候，拉撒路已经死了。
But it was too late. He died. Lazarus was buried already.、
我们就看见马大在那里埋怨主。
So Martha was complaining to the Lord.
玛利亚也埋怨主。
And so did Mary.
啊，弟兄姊妹们，这个整个家庭里面呢，都充满怨气。
So there's full of complaints in this household.
哎呀，那些犹太人呢，也很同情他们。
And the Jewish people were very sympathetic to this family.
所以对他们说，你们带我到坟墓那。
So Jesus says, take me to the grave. Take me to the tomb.
马大说啊，他已经在坟墓里四天，那个臭了已经。
Martha says that.He has been buried for 4 days. There must be a stench.
啊，主说复活是我，生命也是我。
And Jesus told her, "I am the resurrection. I am the life."
信我的人虽然死了也必复活。
Those who believe in me, even though he died, he will be raised up.
没有一个人能相信话。
No one could believe him.
所以主还对马大特别讲。
And Jesus told Martha specifically.
他说你若信，就必看见神的荣耀。
If you believe, you will see the glory of God.
所以后来他们就来到坟墓那里。
So they came to the tomb.
然后主说把坟墓那个石头
Jesus says, you know, remove the stone.
然后主就在那里举目望天，感谢战神。
And Jesus lift up his face and praising the Lord.
就在那大声喊说：“拉撒路出来！”
And he cried out, "Nazareth, come out!"
哇，结果拉撒路就出来了。
And Nazareth did come out.
啊，那个身上还包着那个裹尸布。
And he was still wrapped in the cloth.
啊，他主对门徒说：“解开，让他走。”
And Jesus told his disciples, "says unwrap him and let him walk."
弟兄姊妹们，
弟兄姊妹们，
拉撒路复活了。
Nazareth was resurrected.
因为拉撒路的这个复活的经历。
Because of the Nazareth's experience of resurrection.
所以主说这个经历乃是为着神的荣耀。
And Jesus said that this experience is for the glory of God.
所以你知道今天在地上啊。
So in this world today.
有时候许可我们经历这个经历那个。
So God allows us to have this experience or that experience.
当然了我们晓得最大的经历恐怕就是死了。
Of course, we know that the greatest experience could be death.
没有什么难处比死更大了。
Because there's no difficulty greater than death.
主所以记载这个故事。
The reason that the Bible is recorded.
就是告诉我们。
This is recorded in the Bible.
再大的难处主也能解决的。
It tells us that, no difficulty cannot be overcome by the Lord.
但是问题在于我们这一些的经历能不能使神得荣耀呢
？But the question is whether our experience can glorify God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so,
我们有理由相信一件事情。
We have a reason to believe.
在我们生命中所有一切的遭遇
，everything that we encounter in our life，
在我们来讲可能是痛苦的经历
，to us it could be suffering。
但神来讲的话呢，是为着他的荣耀。
But to God it is to glorify Him。
我们希望我们有这样的一个意念。
I hope that we have this desire。
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，dear brothers and sisters。
所以在圣经里面告诉我
，so the Bible tells us。
复活不仅是一个重要的经历
Resurrection, not only resurrection is an important experience.
复活也是能把荣耀归给神
Resurrection can also glorify God.
什么叫复活呢
What does resurrection mean?
复活就是活
Resurrection means to live.
你活在神的生命中你就活得有力量
To live in God's life, then you live a powerful life.
我们今天不要光看说拉撒路死了哎呀他这个没生命
And we should not look at as though Nazareth is dead and there's no life in him.
那么在我们的生命生活中有没有这个经历有没有复活的经历呢
Have we experienced the power of resurrection?
弟兄姊妹我们是不是今天都活在复活的境界里呢
Dear brothers and sisters, are we living in a life of resurrection?
所以当我们在主跟前，我们跟随主的生活，敬拜主的生活，侍奉主的生活，没有生命。
So that there's no life in following the Lord, in servicing Him, in worshiping Him, in serving Him.
也证明我们今天什么，处在一个死的状态中，对不对
？It indicates that we live a life of death.
那我们没有荣耀可以归给神。
We can't.Glorify God.
所以作为一个基督徒
So as a Christian,
我们不管什么环境
No matter under what circumstances,
不管多大的艰难
No matter what great difficulty,
遭遇多痛苦的
No matter how great a suffering,
我们记得我们要活在这个复活的原则里面
We have to remember, we have to live under the principle of resurrection.
那么你的遭遇你的环境会有荣耀归给神
Then your circumstance and your encountering can glorify God.
因为你和神的复活生命相连
Because that you are reunited in Christ's resurrection.
所以这个是在我们个人的经历里面。
So this is in our individual's experiences.
我们可以活出神的荣耀。
We can live a life of glory of God.
当然我们知道主不以个人为满足的。
Of course, God is not satisfied with our own experience.
那么还有团体的一面。
But a corporate one.
有教会的生活。
The church life.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
在哥林多前书里面讲到。
First Corinthians tells us.
那么我们今天在地上，在肢体的地位上
，that we as members of the body
啊，我们在身体的原则里面，应该把神的荣耀把它活出来。
We should glorify God according to the principle of the bodily life.
那么教会怎样能把荣耀归给神
？How can church glorify God？
我想旧约的那个会幕对我们是重要的提醒。
I think in the Old Testament there's a great reminder. In the form of the tent of the meeting.
就是你每一样的在教会中的建造都要按照神的吩咐。
So every building work that we do in the church should be exactly according to God's instruction.
圣殿也是一个说明。
Temple is another example.
当圣殿装饰整齐的时候
，When temple is well equipped,
神的荣光就充满在里面。
God's glory fills it.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so、sisters,
今天主把我们一个个救赎回来。
The Lord has saved you and me individually.
主也把我们摆在他的教会里面。
And putting us together in church.
我们晓得从蒙恩得救那天开始。
Ever since we are saved.
你就不能过一个单独的生活。
You cannot live an individualistic life.
你必须要过一个身体的生活。
You have to live a corporate life.
因为神有一个心意，要借着我们这班蒙恩得救的人。
Because God's desire is through all those who have, He has saved.
建立成为他的居所。
To build His dwelling place.
他要把他的同在充满这个地方。
He wants to fill this place with His presence.
我们讲到神的同在就是神的荣耀。
We talked about that God's presence is His glory.
所以今天如果教会不能按照神的心意被建造。
So if we are not building a church according to God's desire.
神无法显明他的同在。
Then He cannot manifest His presence.
圣经有一句很重要的话告诉我们。
Bible tells us very seriously.
神从来不住人手所造的殿。
God will not live in a place made by people's hands.
我们那意思说，不是按照你的高兴、你的喜欢来建立，不行的。
It means that we should not build a dwelling place for God according to our own satisfaction.
所以我们需要明白圣经。
So we have to understand
Bible. 需要明白神的心意。
We have to understand God's heart.
要按照神的心意建造神的家。
According to His heart and desire to build His household.
所以教会能够在真道上面能达到合一。
So in God's word, we should be united.
那么，教会能有一种的光景，能够把荣耀归给主。
Then the church can attain a condition that will glorify God.
所以在教会的建造上面。
So in building a church.
我想至少有两个简单的点，我们弟兄姊妹需要能守住。
At least we should, hold on to two simple things.
第一个，教会的建造是为了基督。
Number one.To build a church is for Christ.
教会绝不做其他的用途。
There's no other purpose but for Christ.
我们必须明白这个意义。
We must understand the significance of this and hold on to it.
第二件事情。
Number two.
就相互之间必须要有配搭。
So we have to work together.
我们是一个肢体，我们必须跟别人配搭。
We are a body. We have to work as members together.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天神不仅在我们个人的身上得荣耀。
Not only we should, as individuals, we glorify God.
神更重要的是要在他的百姓，在他的教会中得荣耀。
More important, God should be glorified, in His church, in His household.
我们知道在创世纪开头的时候，
When you remember in the beginning of Genesis,
神创造整个万有的时候，神的荣光曾经在那里。
That God's glory was there, in His creation.
但是等到人一开始堕落之后
But as soon as man fell,
弟兄姊妹，地上就看不见神的荣耀。
God's glory disappeared.
虽然在先祖的时代有一个一个圣徒活在神的跟前。
Even though there are individual saints, living a life before God.
但神的心不能满足。
But God's heart was not satisfied.
一直等到
Until
摩西把以色列百姓带出埃及。
Until Moses brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
当他们来到西乃山的时候。
When they came to Mount Sinai.
这就是刚才我们读到出埃及记第24章那里所说的。
We read chapter 2, chapter 24 of Exodus.
这是在人类的历史上。
In human history.
头一次神的荣耀大大的出现。
That was the first time that God's glory filled the earth.
因为神现在得着了一般人。
Because he has gained a group of people.
得着了以色列的百姓。
The Israelites.
神才把他的荣耀显明出来。
He manifest His glory.
所以当时以色列百姓看见神的荣耀的时候。
So when the Israelites saw God's glory.
他说那个荣耀，荣耀有点像火的形状。
He says, it looks like fire.
是有荣光的。
It has a great light.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们知道神的心是多么的渴望能够得着教会作为他的居所。
We know that how much God desires to have church as His dwelling place.
所以主才把我们这些人聚在一起。
That's why God put us together.
所以教会的生活非常重要。
So church life is very, very important.
弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们学着能够在教会的生活里面把荣耀归给神。
We must learn how to glorify God through our church life.
当然，今天我们要能把荣耀归给神。
Now we glorify God today.
我们要学习做神眼中看为对的事情。
We must do the things that's right in God's eyes.
必须准确的照着神的话语。
We must do it exactly according to God's instructions.
所以有一位侍奉主的弟兄讲得很好。
So one God's servant put it nicely.
他今天地上有千百万个团体。
He says there are thousands and thousands of Christian groups or organizations.
那么大家都是在那里侍奉神。
And everyone is serving the Lord.
但是我们的弟兄讲。
But our brother put it this
way. 那个准确性是非常重要的。
But, to be very precise is very important.
是哪里有一般神的儿女，他们愿意 真正遵从神的话语。
Now, whether they are people who really want to do things exactly according to God's word,
能够准确照着神的话语。
And do it precisely according to God's instruction.
这个在神的眼中看非常的重要。
And God thinks this is very important.
弟兄姊妹们，我这样说，我就我们相互之间要勉励。
Now, we like to encourage each other.
实在来讲，今天我们在这里聚会
，We gathered here today.
我们还有太多的事情跟神的话语不吻合的。
There are so many things we do that have nothing to do with God's word.
但是无论怎样，要求主给我们个心愿。
But no matter what, we should ask the Lord for God's desire.
我们愿意照着主的话语走。
We are willing to do according to His word.
凡圣经中有的，我们要持守。
So we want to hold on to whatever the Bible says.
圣经中所没有的。我们不被接受。
That we do not have to accept things that's not in the Bible.
所以弟兄姊妹们，要做神眼中看为对的事。
So we must do things that's right in God's eyes.
非常的重要。
Very, very.
这对我们今天在地上的生活侍奉是一个严厉的考验。
So this is a great test for our daily lives.
啊，所以我们要鼓励弟兄姊妹，大家好好读圣经。
So we are encouraging people to read God's word carefully.
你读圣经，你要有一个心，要遵行神的旨意。
When you read the Bible, you must have a desire to obey His word.
那么我们不仅要做神眼中看为对的事
，Not only we do things according to God's will，
更要做神眼中看为喜悦的事情。
But we also want to do things to please Him.
我们曾经讲过，神爱我们和神喜悦我们有点不一样。
We have said that there's a slight difference between God loving us and God liking us.
那么基督徒
，Oh, God is pleased with us.
基督徒怎么样能做神眼中所喜悦的事呢
？But how can we do things that's pleasing to the Lord？
我们都知道我们做不到。
We know we can't do it。
主也知道我们做不到。
And the Lord knows also。
所以神差遣圣灵住在我们的里面。
That's why He sent Holy Spirit to dwell in us。
弟兄姊妹，这是非常有意义的一件事情。
So this is very significant。
神为什么要差遣圣灵住在我们里面呢
？Why did He send Holy Spirit to dwell in us？
因为他知道只有圣灵能带我们做对的事情。
Because He knows that only Holy Spirit can lead us to do things that's right in。
所以基督徒的生活里面要跟着膏油走。
So we have to must follow the anointing.
你不能跟着你自己的喜好走。
We cannot do things according to our own liking.
认真讲，我们每个人都是自私的。
We are all selfish.
我们都喜欢什么我们就做什么。
We do things that pleases us.
我们不喜欢什么我们就不做什么。
If we don't like it, we don't do it.
但是从你得救开始。
But after, ever since you are saved.
弟兄姊妹要记得一件事。
You have to remember one thing.
你要能做神眼中所喜悦的事
You must do things that's pleasing to the Lord
你必须紧紧地跟随膏油
In order to do that, you must follow the Lamb closely
那很多时候神的儿女在一起有观念问题有这个认识问题
A lot of times when God's children get together He says, I see things differently, this and that
有经验问题有做法的问题
The way we do things is this and that Our tradition, our experience are different
我们要再说
Once again, I say
圣经告诉我们不能跟着这些东西走
Bible tells us you do not follow those things.
你要跟着膏油走。
You have to follow the anointment.
弟兄姊妹，只有神的灵约束我们。
Let the Holy Spirit reframe.
只有神的灵能够带我们做对的事情。
Only Jesus, only the Holy Spirit can lead us into doing things that according to God's will.
也只有神的灵给我们力量。
Only the Holy Spirit can empower us.
供应我们生命。
Supplying us.
所以今天。我们在地上还有不多的时日可以侍奉。
So we still have a few days left to serve the Lord.
日子过得非常的快，一年一年的就过去了。
Because year after year it passes so fast.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得。
We must remember, brothers and sisters.
我们必须以神的荣耀为念。
We must be mindful of God's glory.
我们活在地上是为着他的荣耀。
We live for His glory.
我们在地上是要活出他的荣耀。
We live to manifest His glory.
我们在地上要把荣耀归给他。
We must glory His name.
所以。在生活中必须要学习做神眼中看为对的事。
So in our daily life, we must learn how to do things that's pleasing to the Lord.
要学习做神眼中所喜悦的事。
We must do things to please Him.
感谢神。
Praise the Lord.
我们的神是荣耀。
Because He, our God is glory.
从永远到永远，神都是荣耀。
So from everlasting till everlasting, He is glory.
所以基督徒一个荣耀的盼望。
So we have this hope of glory.
有一天时间会结束。
Because one day time will cease.
整个旧造的万有会结束。
All the old creation will cease.
我们就要和主一同进入永远的荣耀。
And we will enter with our Lord into the eternal glory.
这是我们的盼望。
This is our hope.
弟兄姊妹，每一个蒙恩得救的基督徒将来都要进荣耀。
Every saved Christian will enter into this glory.
圣经也给我们重要的提醒。
But the Bible reminds us,
在这个永世的荣耀来到之前,
before the eternal glory comes,
还有千年的国度在,
there's the millennium.
那么这个千年的国度呢,
these 1,000 years,
是神要给我们一个奖赏的一个时候。
This is something rewarded from God, by God to us.
所以我们在今生,
so in this world,
我们能够把主的荣耀活出来多少,
how much our life can glorify God,
决定你将来在国度中间所得到的荣耀。
It determines how much glory that you will have in the kingdom.
哥林多前书十五章很清楚地告诉我们。
First Corinthians chapter 15 tells us clearly,
到复活的时候来，复活来到的时候，
when the resurrection comes,
个人所显出来的荣耀都不一样。
Every individual's glories will vary.
使徒保罗告诉我们，有的人显露出来像日头。
Some have the glory of the sun.
有的人像月亮。
Some has the glory of the moon.
有的像众星。
And some like all stars.
可能我们呢，如果不好好的爱主，我们就是天边的那颗小星。
If we don't love the Lord, maybe we are one of the faintest stars.
你有看见过那个天边的小星吗？
Have you seen the faintest star at the edge of the universe?
有时候天气好的时候，你去看一看。
Sometimes when the sky is clear, take a look.
它在那边呢，一闪一闪，好像若有若无的。
And the light is so faint.
那么保罗用他的话鼓励我们。
Paul uses the word to encourage us.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一件开玩笑的事。
This is nothing, something we should take lightly.
国度已经在眼前。
Because the kingdom is right in front of us.
很快就会降临。
It will come anytime.
到底我们进这个国度的时候，
when we enter into the kingdom,
欢欢喜喜进入呢？
Do we enter into it joyfully?
还是羞羞惨惨的进入？
Or sheepishly?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
千年的国度一过，
the kingdom of millennium will pass.
我们进入永世的所谓的全荣耀。
We'll enter into this eternal all glory.
这是今天主在我们身上救恩所给我们带来的一个最大的福分。
And this is the greatest blessing brought by our Lord through His salvation.
每一个圣徒都进荣耀。
Every saint will enter into glory.
神的全荣耀，永世的荣耀。
Eternal and all glory of God.
启示录最后给我们最后的景象。
Revelation paints the picture.
他说：“你那个时候到那个时候再不用日光月光了。”
And that time when there's no need for sun and moon.
因为神的荣耀发光。
Because God's glory is the light.
我们都难以想象那个是个什么样的景象。
It's hard for us to imagine.
弟兄姊妹们，神的荣耀发光，羔羊是灯。
And God's glory shines.And the lamp is the lamp. The lamp is the lamp.
我们看见救恩最终的结局。
So we see the ultimate salvation.
是从荣耀到荣耀。
It's from glory to glory.
但是今天我们活在地上。
So when we live our daily life today,
我们还在肉身中。
We still live in this flesh.
我们能像我们的主一样。
We should be like our Lord.
在肉身中能够把荣耀多多的归给神。
In our flesh, we glorify God.
希望我们常常敞着脸来到神的跟前。
So that we can come before the Lord unveiled.
我们在他的荣光中与他面对面。
That we should face him in his glory.
以至于到一个地步，我们能够荣上加荣。
So that we can have glory upon glory.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，基督徒应该过着荣耀的生活。
Christians should live a life of glory.
这是神的心意。
This is God's desire.
今天神已经把他的儿子赐给我们了。
Because he has given us his son.
弟兄姊妹，荣耀就在我们的里面。
Because his glory is in us.
让这个光出来。
Let the light shine.
从生活中把它显明出来。
Let us manifest in our daily lives.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters.
盼望一个年过来的时候，
as one draws to it, as this year draws to an end,
我们真是在主里面能有长进。
That we have grown in the Lord.
能够抓住地上还有的一点机会。
That we still have this time on this earth.
不仅我们个人，
not only individual.
我们也和所有亲爱的弟兄姊妹彼此勉励。
But corporately we encourage each other.
在教会的生活中，
in our church life,
能够把荣耀归给神。
That we can glorify God.
我想最后我们再唱一首诗歌，好吗？
Let us sing a hymn.
这个532首。
532。
这个玉露沙尘。
The sands of time.
弟兄姊妹，知道这句话的意思吗？
Do you understand what it means?
因为古代没有我们这种钟表。
Because there was no clock or watch in the ancient times.
所以他们用一个器皿呢，这个弄些沙在里面。
So they built this hourglass.
有的是用玉做的。
Some of the thing was made by jade.
所以叫做玉漏。
That's why it's called a jade hourglass.
然后这个沙子在里面流下来。
So the sand drips down.
这里告诉我们沙已经残了，就剩下一点点。
Just that there's not much sand remaining.
主借着诗歌也提醒我们。
So may the Lord help remind us using this through this song.
我想我们为了时间的缘故，我们就唱一三五好了。
Let us sing stanzas 1, 3, and 5.
我们请大家一同起立。
Let us stand and sing this hymn.
唱完之后呢，我想我们同声有点祷告。主早晨，我们一同侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, we come before you.
我们从深处把我们的感谢赞美来归给你。
From the depth of our hearts, we give you our praise and worship.
因为你从世人中拣选我们这些软弱的人。
You have chosen us, the weak ones.
主啊，你用你的荣耀来创造我们。
Using your glory to create us, Lord.
因为我们是被称为你名下的人。
Because we are called according to your name.
主啊，我们感谢你。
We thank you, Lord.
不仅你在世的日子，你把父神的荣耀彰显出来。
Lord, you have manifested Father's glory.
今天你在地上也要借着我们把荣耀彰显出来。
Through us, the Lord, you want us to manifest your glory.
主啊，愿你的话提醒我们。
May your word remind us.
让我们在地上活着，为着神的荣耀。
As we live in this world, we live for His glory.
也让我们在生活中实际能把你的荣耀活出来。
And help us to manifest your glory in our daily lives.
好叫我们没有辜负你的救恩。
So that we would be worthy of your salvation.
没有辜负你为我们流血舍命。
We're worthy of the blood that you have shed and the life you have given us.
没有辜负你这样的爱我们。
And to be worthy of your love.
让我们在地上还有不多的日子。
In the times that remaining.
我们能够多多的把荣耀归给你。
That we can glorify you.
主啊，愿你因我们得荣耀。
Lord, glorify yourself because of us.
因你的教会得荣耀。
Lord, let your church glorify you.
好叫你回来的日子。
So that we can bring back.
遍地充满你的荣耀。
Your return and let the earth fill with your glory.
好叫我们能在你的荣耀中迎接你的再来。
So that we can welcome your return in your glory.
主啊，早晨我们侍立在你的跟前。
Lord, this morning we stand before you.
我们向你祷告。
We pray to you.
我们求你借着你的灵做荣耀的事。
We beseech you that your Holy Spirit will do glorious things in our lives.
握住每一个弟兄和姊妹。
Every brother, every sister.
但愿那个荣耀的大日临到的时候。
When the glorious day comes.
主啊，没有一个弟兄姊妹是在黑暗中咬牙切齿。
No brother or sister is gnashing their teeth in darkness.
个个都能够挺胸昂首的。欢迎你的再来。
Everyone can lift up their chest in welcoming your return.
我们为着你用荣耀拣选我们。
Thank you for, because of your glory you have chosen us.
并且将来要把我们带到荣耀的里面。
You will take us into the glory.
我们满心的感谢你。
For that, we give you thanks.
主啊，悦纳众圣徒的敬拜。
Lord, please accept our worship.
垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be